This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. At least 25 people are dead in China's central Henan province after massive floods triggered by several days of heavy rain. Reuters' Flora Bradley-Watson reports.
The flooding has inundated much of the city and the surrounding area. Henan is a major logistics hub in central China and has a population of around 100 million. Since the weekend, millions of lives there have been upended as trains have been suspended, highways closed, and flights delayed or cancelled. Residents caught in the flood have taken shelter in libraries, cinemas, and museums. Schools and hospitals have also been cut off by waterlogging. The unusually active rainy season has led to the rapid rise of a number of rivers in the vast Yellow River Basin. Dozens of reservoirs and dams have breached warning levels, prompting about 100,000 people to be evacuated to safe zones. Weather watchers say it's the heaviest rain the province has seen in 1,000 years.
That's Reuters' Flora Bradley-Watson. U.S. life expectancy fell by a year and a half in 2020, the largest one-year decline since World War II, according to public health officials. AP's Julie Walker has more.
The CDC report blames COVID, the third leading cause of death behind heart disease and cancer, accounting for 11% of the more than 3.3 million American deaths last year. That's far more deaths than in any other year in U.S. history. For decades, U.S. life expectancy was on the upswing. The CDC says last year it dropped to 77.3 from 78.8 the year before. Julie Walker, New York.
The U.S. women's national soccer team suffered a shock 3-0 defeat to Sweden in their Tokyo 2020 Olympic debut. The Swedes famously knocked the four-time World Cup winners out of the Olympic tournament on penalties in the quarterfinals in 2016. This is VOA News. Pfizer says a South African firm will begin producing the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. AP's Charles de Ledesma has details.
It will be the first time that the vaccine will be produced in Africa. The BioVac Institute, based in Cape Town, manufacturing the vaccine for distribution across the continent. BioVac will receive large batch ingredients for the vaccine from Europe and will blend the components, put them in vials, and package them for onward movement, with production kicking off in 2022. The goal is to reach more than 100 million finished doses annually. South Africa is relying upon the Pfizer vaccine in its mass inoculation drive. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Nigerian government officials say that 100 captives taken from a northwestern village have been released. Reuters' Zachary Gelman reports.
Nigerian police have secured the release of 100 captives, including women, children, and nursing mothers, who were abducted from their village over a month ago. A police spokesman on Wednesday said they were kidnapped from Manawa village in the country's northwest. Nigeria is battling an increase in armed robberies and kidnappings for ransom. Thinly deployed security forces have struggled to contain the rise of armed gangs, commonly referred to as bandits. A Lagos-based consultancy firm, SBM Intelligence, estimates that kidnappers took over 2,300 people across Nigeria in the first half of this year, demanding ransoms totaling $24 million.
That's Reuters' Zachary Gelman. Jill Biden is off on her first solo overseas trip as First Lady to Japan. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Her visit to the Tokyo Olympics comes with COVID-19 surging in Japan. Infections are at a six-month high. The White House says the U.S. delegation will follow strict health protocols.
Limiting engagement with the public, keeping our footprint as small as possible.
At the same time, spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the Bidens put an emphasis on being in Japan for Team USA.
The president and the First Lady felt it was important to have the delegation led at the highest level.
The First Lady will spend roughly 48 hours on the ground in Tokyo, including a virtual visit with American athletes before attending Friday's opening ceremony. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Four-time Olympic women's basketball gold medalist Sue Bird and baseball player Eddie Alvarez were chosen as U.S. flag bearers for the opening ceremony of the Olympics on Friday night. Alvarez, who won a silver medal in speed skating in the 2014 Sochi Olympics, and Bird were chosen by a vote of fellow U.S. athletes. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.